Proclamation number 8318 of 2nd of November, 1962. Transience of the earthly. Intercession for souls. Time and again you humans can observe the transience of all earthly things and already see from this that earthly goods are worthless for eternity. For you cannot take any of them over into the kingdom of the beyond if you have to leave your earthly body. And since you don't know the hour of your death, which the very next day can bring you, you should not use your life's energy for the acquisition of earthly goods but only to acquire eternal goods which will follow you into the kingdom of the beyond as spiritual wealth. Then you would truly act wisely. You would fill your lamps with oil and then no longer need to fear darkness. And time and again you will be confronted by the transience of all earthly things. Time and again you will experience the recall of people from this life. Time and again you will see material goods abandoned to destruction. Time and again you will be able to experience that nothing belonging to this world will last. Your body will pass away, just as everything earthly material passes away. But your soul has no offense to fear when it escapes from the earthly body. It is the spiritual substance which can never pass away again because it is once emanated strength from me which will continue to exist for all eternity. Only its state can be completely different at the death of the body. It can enter into light and strength and freedom to live forever, but it can also remain in a state of death for eternal times. And the fate of the souls is determined by you humans yourselves during your earthly life, for you can use the life energy given to you of your own free will, both for the body as well as for the soul, so that it will attain life and need not fear death, which will then be its fate if the human being leaves the soul in want during his earthly life, if he does nothing to help it to live. If he only tries to provide the body with the goods of the world, which are transient, then the soul will enter the kingdom of the beyond after the death of the body in poverty and destitution, in a state of powerlessness and bitterest misery. For it cannot take anything it acquired on earth with it, it does not enter a kingdom of light but moves in utmost darkness and is only dependent on the loving help of the beings of light which, however, it does not recognize as such and therefore usually rejects them. And then only the loving intercession of people on earth can help it to gain enough strength to strive for an improvement of its pitiful situation. Such a soul has to pay dearly for the world's goods, for they have plunged it into great misery because the body took precedence over the soul, but the soul now has to bear the consequences. If you humans could see the appalling misery of such souls, you would truly take pity on them and not deny them help in order to bring them relief in their situation. And you can only do this through loving intercession which you give to them, which they feel as a grant of strength and they give up the will of rejection. Then the beings of light which approach them unrecognized will also be heard sooner, and they can slowly come to realize what they neglected to do on earth. For souls which are followed into eternity by intercession on the part of people will not be lost, because every loving intercession is a ray of strength and this strength can never ever be lost. Thus it exerts a positive effect on those souls. Therefore remember all souls which still languish in darkness and lovingly take care of them. Help them through your prayer so that they will not sink any further, for your prayer protects them from this. They will feel an intercession in love as a strengthening of will and also as small sparks of light which they follow and thus reach you who remembered them in prayer. And they will also always stay close to you, hoping for a new supply of strength and light. For this reason you humans can contribute much to the redemption of the souls in the spiritual world if you consciously try to help them, If you deal with thorough adversity and try to alleviate it, if you also bring my word close to them, which they can now hear if only they are willing to improve their condition, if they feel a flow of love from you and know that you take care of thorough adversity. Admittedly, thorough resistance, which they still possess to a great extent on earth and therefore did not accept spiritual help on earth, first has to be broken through loving intercession. But the person who loves his body excessively so that he only helps it to prosperity will also be inaccessible to spiritual instructions, and this is the soul's great hardship, that it was deprived of spiritual nourishment and that it enters the kingdom of the beyond in a dreadful state without it. Yet people's love can alleviate much hardship. A prayer of love for these souls will truly help them up from the dark realm, and the soul will also be able to ascend in the beyond as soon as it is always granted assistance by the beings of light and people on earth. Amen.